You know,
Olua,
the power of God is here.
Agbara Olorun wa nibi.
The power of the Holy Spirit is here.
Agbara Emi Mimo wa nibi.
Like the man of God said,
bi iranse Olorun se so,
something is shifting and changing.
Nkan kan yipo pada, o si yi pada.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Nipa agbara Emi Mimo.
So tonight,
ne ale yi,
I want you to be expectant.
Mo fe ko fi ye si, o si ma reti.
By faith.
Nipa igbagbo.
Be expectant.
Ma reti.
In Mark's Gospel chapter 5.
Ninu we Marku ori karun.
Jesus was going to the house of Jairus.
Jesu nlo si ile Jairu.
Wasn't having a crusade.
Ko lo si soji ta gbangba.
But they were blocking him.
Awon eyan ti en di won sugba kale won di lowo.
The disciples were shielding people from him.
Awon me yin re won sugba kale won fe ka awon eyan kolu.
But a woman.
Sugbon obere kan.
When she was at home. When she was at home,
nigba to wa nle re,
she kept saying,
o so,
if I touch his clothes,
pe tin ba le fi owo kan ise ti aso
re, I shall be whole.
Ara mi o ya o,
she kept saying it.
O so,
many people were there,
apo eyan lo wa nbe,
touching his clothes,
won fowo kan aso re.
But the touch she was referring to,
sugbon ifowo kan ti ohun toka si,
is by faith.
Oni nipa igbagbo.
You can be around the power of God. You can be around the power of God.
Eyan le wa nibi ti agbara Olorun wa.
And nothing will happen.
Ti nkan ko si ni sele si o.
Because faith receives.
Tori pe igbagbo la fi ngba.
Faith receives.
Igbagbo la fi ri gba.
As the man of God has spoken.
Bi iranse Olorun ti soro.
God's word has gone out.
Oro Olorun ti jade lo.
What are you waiting for?
Ki lo to nduo de?
The woman said.
Obirin e wi pe.
She said.
O wi pe.
And she touched his clothes.
Mo se fowo bi mo se fowo ke se ti aso re.
Jesus turned around and said, who touched me?
Jesu yi po wi pe ta lo fowo kan mi.
Disciples said, what are you talking about?
Awon me re kini ki lo nwi lenu yi.
There are many people here.
Awon eyan po nbi yi.
Touching your clothes.
Ti won si nto fowo po ni lo.
There was a touch she was talking about.
Sugbon ifowo kankan wa ti Jesu so nipa.
Somebody had released her faith.
Eni kan ti jowo igbagbo re lowo.
Something came to pass. Bible says Jesus, knowing that virtue had come out of his body.
Jesus so wi pe ase o ti jade lara ohun.
Which means it is faith. Faith.
O tumo si pe igbagbo
gives direction to the power of God.
O igbagbo lo ma so ibi ti agbara Olorun o gba lo.
The power of God is here.
Agbara Olorun wa nbi.
But it flows to the direction of faith.
Sugbon o nlo ni ona bi to ba ti ri igbagbo.
Let me say that again.
The
power of God is here.
Agbara Olorun wa ni.
It goes to the direction of faith.
O nlo lona bi to ba ti ri igbagbo.
In Luke's Gospel chapter 5.
Ninu we irere Luke ori karun.
Jesus was teaching in the synagogue.
Jesu wa asu o ko ni ninu synagogue.
The Pharisees were there.
Awon Pharisee wa nbe.
They were there to criticize.
Won wa nbe lati ri ariwisi si.
They were there to find fault.
Won wa nbe lati ri ariwisi esun kan fi esun kan kan.
Luke 5:17 says the power of God was there.
Sugbe se keta dilogun ori karun we Luke so pe agbara Olorun wa nbe.
Present to heal.
O ni won wa nbe lati wo nisan.
Which means the people there were sick in the body.
O tun ma si pa awon to wa nbe won saisan ninu agbo ara won.
But rather than release their faith to be healed.
Awon ti
rather than release their faith to be healed.
E ti wo ba bi jowo igbagbo won.
They were there for something. They were there for something else.
Nkan mi ni won ba lo be.
But some people were outside.
Sugba awon kan ti won wa lode.
They saw what was inside.
Won ri ti be ninu ile.
And they brought one man from the roof.
Won wa lo gbe okunrin kan bo ori orule.
You know it's possible for someone to come for a church program.
O ti ese gani kan wa ti bi ijosin.
And say there was nothing there now.
O ti sa pe ko si kankan be.
There was no power of God there.
Agbara Olorun o si
me. Because of his attitude.
Nitori iko asi re.
But those who were outside.
Sugba awon to wa lode.
They brought the guy through the roof.
Won lo gbe okunrin kan latori orule.
Jesus saw their faith.
Jesu ri igbagbo won.
What did I say earlier?
Kini mo so saju?
Faith gives direction to the power of God.
Igbagbo lo ma so na bi ti agbara Olorun
pa lo. Those inside did not release their faith.
Awon to wa nu ile o fi igbagbo won
si se. But the person who was outside.
Jugbeni to wa lode.
Released his faith.
O fi igbagbo re si se.
Came inside.
O wonu re wa.
Jesus saw their faith.
Jesu ri igbagbo won.
He said, man,
o wi pe okunrin yi,
your sins are forgiven. Take up your bed and walk. take up your bed and walk, so you will know the people in the congregation. They were there to criticize. They said, who is he that can forgive sin? They ignored the fact that a miracle had taken place. You can see how bitterness and criticisms have turned their lives around. The man of God has spoken. I don't need to say any other thing. He has said something. It's the word of God that something is coming alive. Something is coming alive. Do you know, I saw someone, I saw as he was speaking, I saw someone whose part of his hand was paralyzed. He wasn't doing well. You can't move that body well. I'm sure it's either this side. As he was speaking, something in your body, the part of your body, you can't move it well. As the man of God was speaking, who is the one? Just raise your hand. Oh, you're the one. Well, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's healing all over you now. All over you now. Yeah, you're healed. You're healed. You're healed. Somebody else.
Hello me.
Somebody else.
Hello me.
Somebody else.
Hello me.
Just release your faith. Are you the one? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The power of God is all over you. And you are healed now. You are healed now. Who is it here? You have something about when you swallow, there's a pain on your throat. You are the one. Are you the one? Put your hands there. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing now. You're healed. You're healed. You're healed. Who is here? One of your knees, you can't bend it well. Who? Who is here? Your knees. Your knees. Who is here? I can't see. Who is here? You are the one. Someone's here. Yes. Okay, put your hands there. And you too. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. Check your body, you are healed. Check your body, you are healed. Fibroid is healed now. Fibroid is healed. Fibroid is healed.
Okay.
It's healed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, is it you or the person behind you? You have this irregular heartbeats. Who is the person? You are here.
Oh, I'm bad.
This place. Irregular heartbeats. Like your heartbeat just beats fast. And slows. Who is the one? Who is the one? This light is not letting me see. Who is the one? Oh, is he here? You are the one. Put your hands on your heart. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's restored to normal. It's restored to normal. It's restored to normal. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Maybe it's your hearing. One of your ears you can't hear well. Put your hands there. It's going to open up. Any part of your body. Come on, something is happening. The man of God has spoken. Let's just release our faith. Let me tell you what I'm doing. Let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm only acting on what he said. That's how the Holy Ghost moves. So put your hands if it's your ears. Put your hands there. And raise your hand. Let me see it. Okay, come on. Put your hands there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The air opens up now. Now. Every blockage is gone now. And you are healed now. In the name of Jesus. Any other pain on your body, put your hands there. Put your hands there. You know the thing, let me tell you something. I was planning to do this at the end, but that's not how the Holy Ghost moves. This is the set man. So the moment he started that way, I had to just jump into that flow. Amen. So, yeah. If you have any pain on your body, put your hands there. Put your hands there. You came to this meeting with pains. It's about to leave your body now. The Lord Jesus Christ is alive. The Lord Jesus Christ is alive. Put your hands there. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I see something all over this congregation. And a hair of freedom. Hair of freedom. 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 Come on, shout glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are free in your mind. You are free in your mind. You are free in your body. You are free all over you. Now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your daughter is healed. Your baby is healed. That your sister's son living with you is healed. Now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Baba, dupe lowo yin o.
We give you praise. We give you praise. If God has touched you tonight, can I see your hand? If God has touched you tonight, can I see your hand? Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I pray for you in the name of Jesus that every affliction in your life, in your body, in your mind is a thing of the past. Now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we give you praise. Oh, we give you praise. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. Oh, Jesus. Someone should laugh at the devil right now.
Hallelujah.
Someone should laugh at the devil. Come on. He said, someone should laugh at the devil. Listen, listen. Hold on. The Bible says the kings of the earth, they gathered themselves together against the Lord and against the anointed. He said, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. Let me ask you, does God laugh? God does not need a joke to laugh. Joke. God laughs because he has authority. God laughs because he has power. Is there anyone that has the power of God in his life tonight? Can I see you laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh? You know why we're laughing? It's okay. You know why we're laughing? Because Satan is defeated. Do you know why we're laughing? Because we have the victory. Do you know why we're laughing? Because we're overcomers. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You have the victory. I said 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 you got 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 the victory. Shout hallelujah! Father, we thank you. We worship your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Satan is defeated. As a Satan is defeated. As a Satan is defeated. Shout hallelujah. Onise Iyanu, you're the taste of your power. Onise Onise Iyanu, share one testimony with you. Was it 5 years ago? I was speaking for my friend here for almost 2 months. I was speaking for my friend. But before that, for about 2 months, I could not lie on a part of myself. I'm saying it was a lot of pain. So that I couldn't even, you know, normally when you sleep, you should be able to shift. The moment I shift like this, I feel the pain, I wake up. And throughout that period, I was laying hands on the sick. And the sick was receiving healing. So when he called me to speak for him in his church in Lagos, he also called me to pray for the sick. So when I was going for the meeting, when I was going for the program, I said, I'm going to receive tonight. I'm the minister. But I said, I'm going to receive tonight. So as I was preaching, I turned to the person leading the worship. I said, sing something about the power of God. He thought I was talking about the congregation. I was talking about myself. As he was leading the songs, and I was ministering to the people, I said, in the name of Jesus, I release my faith. I receive the power of God from the ministry of the worship leader. I said, in the name of Jesus. The congregation did not know that was what I was saying. But that was what I was saying. So I got back to the hotel. The pain was still there. But I said, I believe I have received. The power of God is working. And my back is healed. When that brother was leading the song, I have received my healing. I kept saying it. I have received it. Father, I thank you. I was the guest minister, sir. As soon as I got to the hotel room, and I slept, the pain was still there. But for the first time in about 3 months or 2 months, as I shifted, it was gone.
Oh Lord.
I shifted again. I was not surprised. How would I be surprised? When you believe for something and it comes, you are not surprised. You only give thanks to God. Anybody like that tonight? Anybody like that tonight? Lift your hands, come and give glory to God. Give glory to God. Give glory to God. Give glory to God. Holy shall be the God of us and the God of your power. Holy shall,
holy shall be
the God. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like sharing this testimony before I ask you to sit down. I've been teaching faith in church, mommy, for the past 6-8 weeks. Because somehow the Holy Spirit just led me to go back to the basics of faith. It seems like we're forgetting those simple things. Just believe God and give thanks. Cast your cares upon the Lord. He cares for you. So someone now shared a story. She said she was pregnant, but they were doing some checks. So they said, this baby can't stay. This baby is gone. So they gave her a medication so that she can resume her menstrual period. So after a few days, they asked her to come back. So when she came back, he said, have you seen the menstrual period? She said, no. He said, well, we'll have to evacuate. Either way, she now says something. She just said she remembered that my pastor taught us that what Abraham did was he did not consider his body. So she now told the doctor, she said, let's do one more scan. They just said, go and do it, go and do it. The person who was doing it was an Elijah. She opened the scan. The result. She called the doctor. She said, this is a miracle. They now found out that it's likely to be twins. I shared it in church on Wednesday. Just the person believing God, no matter the situation, it may look like the most impossible situation, but the God that can call light out of darkness, he can cause any miracle to come to pass. I am believing God with you tonight that whatever it is in your life that has been stagnant and has been dead, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the power of God is working now. The power of God is working now. The power of God is working now. Receive that miracle. 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 In the name of Jesus. Can you shout hallelujah? Beshe
anuye duro tori beshe anuye duro tori beshe
dabi ta lo dabi olorun mi ta lo dabi olorun mi
ta lo dabi olorun wa o se deyi to
tu mo da God, we have a man of the spirit in the house. Can you appreciate the Reverend Bonley? I love you for making glory, glory to God. And come on, appreciate our mommy too. Come on, give a round of applause to her. Thank you. Have your seat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Glory to Jesus. John 14. Are you ready to hear the word of God? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
John 14. And verse 19. John 14. And verse 19. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed be God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Secondary school fellowships. God's spirit is moving in secondary school fellowships. And there are some of you, you want to leave that place because you think it's not popular. God is giving to you a generation. A generation. To raise them.
Lati mu won dagba
and strengthen them.
Lati fi okun fun won.
Don't abandon your duty post.
Ma sapo ni bi ti Olorun fi o si.
Don't abandon your duty post.
Ma sapo ni bi ti Oluwa fi o si.
Oh, babro ko shavanda kis kos kapado bro bengada tus lega do do bro kabados practic le bo brandos ya practic no longash duro ra passas kets king great things over like a non rich rich kis paradas lendo strotta. Yeah, there's a ministry of youth, children,
that is being strengthened.
Being God is strengthening it.
Olorun fi ese re mule.
In this conference,
ninu ipago yi,
don't take your eyes off young people.
Ma pe oju re ku oni ti Oluwa nse.
And God is granting you much wisdom.
Olorun si fun o ni ogbon pupo si.
And you will walk in patience.
Oh, nsese ninu suru.
Because it takes patience to raise young people.
Tori po pe fun suru lati mu awon ipere dagba.
And it's given to you the heart of a father.
O si fun o ni okan baba.
To raise people for him.
Lati mu awon eyan dagba soke fun.
To be patient.
O ni lo suru.
To suffer long.
To
be patient.
And those
of you who are in children's ministry,
the
grace of God is on your life. To raise men and women of God
from
those children. I say this by the Spirit of God. In less than 10 years, you will see the fruit of so much work you have done.
Ori awon eso ise pupo to ti se.
But make sure you don't turn back.
Ṣugbọn ri wi pe o payinda.
Make sure you don't give up.
Ri pe o ja wale.
Make sure you don't become impatient.
Mo ri pe o sa lai se suru.
The harvest will come.
Nitori pe ikore nbo.
The harvest will come.
Ikore nbo.
Some of the people in that children's ministry,
they are missionaries.
They are people who are sent to unique people in the world.
And
God will bring your way children that are wayward. God will bring your way children that are wayward, that you will not even have hope on them. But by the Holy Ghost, you will see something nobody is seeing. That wisdom is on you tonight. That insight is on you tonight. And by the Spirit of God, every distraction, every distraction coming by the way of family, coming by the way of your work, coming by the way of your business, coming by the way of relationships, every distraction tonight, it's exposed to you. And you will not fall for any distraction. You will fulfill your course with joy. And your harvest will be full and plenty. You will see your harvest in nations. You will see your harvest in cities, towns. You will see your harvest in different places. Your harvest will not waste. In the name of Jesus. Let's just pray for like 1 or 2 minutes. Let's just pray. For like 1 or 2 minutes. 1 or 2 minutes. 1 or 2 minutes. Thank you, Father. 1 or 2 minutes. Let's just pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Before I get back to the teaching, I'll just take something from what the last speaker
said.
Obedience is how you fulfill God's will. Obedience is how you fulfill God's will. To fulfill God's plan for your life, you need more than just information. You need to listen to instructions. Instructions is what will make you fulfill God's plan. Instructions sometimes are not convenient. Do you know the same when you are driving? Then they'll tell you 100 kilometers per hour. You might think you are in a hurry, but that may save you and somebody. Instructions can slow you down so that you can have direction instead of speed. Don't run away from instructions. Don't think instructions are difficult. Instruction is how you are going to fulfill God's plan for your life. In this conference, instructions will come from this
pulpit.
Instructions will come from those who are leading the song. Make sure you listen. That is how you will fulfill God's plan for your life. So I want us to do something for just 30 seconds. I didn't plan all of this. This is just how the Holy Ghost wants to see you. Just pray and dedicate your life to obedience. Just 30 seconds or 1 minute. Just say, Lord, I dedicate my life to obeying you. When you are talking, I will listen. I won't think it's a man talking to me. I will hear your spirit very clearly. Pray, just pray for yourself. Just 1 minute. Just 1 minute. Pray for yourself. To obey. To follow. To yield to God's instructions. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
John 14. You know the Bible says, while Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost fell. The Holy Ghost did not allow Peter to finish his sermon. He still has not finished that sermon in the house of Cornelius. Who heard that sermon to the end? Nobody did. Hallelujah. How many of you love the Holy Ghost? You love the moving of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can interrupt your message. Do you believe that? The Holy Ghost can interrupt what you are trying to do. You are planning to do something, and the Holy Ghost will alter it. You should give room for the Holy Ghost. It's not everything that you must plan. Give room for the Holy Ghost. There's a room for the Holy Ghost.
When
the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, where Peter yet spake, he did not give any altar call. He didn't say, who wants to get born again here? The Bible says the Holy Ghost fell. Those who were with Peter were surprised. No altar call, no nothing. The Holy Ghost just fell. And they heard them speak with tongues. Acts chapter 10, verse 44-46. Magnifying God. When Peter was going to tell that story to the apostles, he said, who was I to withstand God? He said, the Holy Ghost fell on them. As he fell on us at the beginning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's give room to the Holy Ghost. Room to the Holy Ghost. Sometimes it will alter your plan.
You
just alter what you wanted to do. Like he did tonight. You know, I'll just come here and come with my plan. But as I listen to the first preacher, and I listen to the man of God, I knew the direction. So my what I planned had to change. Let's learn to yield to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is not just a message. No, it's not just in our message. It's active amongst us. You believe that? You believe that? Aha. John 14.
So just
expect me to yield to the Holy Ghost tonight. Do you expect me to? Aha. John 14 and verse 19. And whatever happens is Bishop that caused it.
He's
the one that yielded to the Holy Ghost the way he did. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
John 14. Yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But you see me because I live. You shall live also. Earlier on, we said, in the resurrection of Jesus, he was not just alive. He is still alive. He's alive right now. So the resurrection is an ongoing reality. And we said that Jesus did not leave us to go and do something, then he will come and mark the scripts. He said, I am with you always. I am with you always till the end of the age. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? But notice that Matthew 28 verse 20. Look at something there. Matthew 28 verse 20. How many of you have ask someone. Someone told you, you said, look at that thing. And then he said, it's not there. He said, look very closely.
He said,
look very closely. Look at it well. Sometimes you were in a hurry. Sometimes you had a mindset. Maybe they had told you something. So that thing was in your head. When you were looking at it. You know that happens to us a lot. If they tell you something about somebody, and you had always believed it. If you see that person, that's what you are going to be seeing. Whatever the person does, that is what you are going to be seeing. Now, when Jesus said, lo, he said, look at it very well. Which means it is possible that we don't make observations. It's possible that we are not conscious. It's possible that the Lord will be somewhere and you will not know it. It's possible that God will want to walk with you and you will not know. So say, look at it well. I am with you. Always. Till the end of the age. Which means, if you don't observe it, you will not know. You will act as though it's not there. You will act as though it's not there. Because of what you had in your mind. Because you did not look closely. I want us to look closely now. What did he mean? That I am with you always. In John 14:16, he said, I'll pray the Father and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth. How is he with us? He's with us by the Holy Ghost. He's with us by the Holy Ghost. He's with us in the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 8. Verse 1. He says, there's therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. For the law, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made them free from the law of sin and death. Let me quickly go to verse 9. He says, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be, the Spirit of God dwells in you. He said, if any does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. He said, but if Christ be in you, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. The body is dead because of sin. He said, if the Spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwelleth in you. Now pay attention to something. He says the Spirit is in you. He says Christ is in you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17, he says the Lord is that Spirit. He says the Lord is that Spirit. So the Holy Ghost in you, the Holy Ghost in you is Christ in you. The Holy Ghost in you is Christ in you. The Holy Ghost in you is Christ in you. So as a believer, listen very well. As a believer, you must understand that our realities are spiritual realities. Our realities are spiritual realities. What is real to us? What is much more real to us is not how we feel. It's not what people say. It's not what we see. It's what God said. It's what God has done. And what he has done is firstly spiritual in nature. Listen very well. Our realities are supernatural. Our realities are unseen. I love that Yoruba song. It says, Obata Ori, Tari Shell.